Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Soria Al-Olama, who's the Assistant Manager North America for Dubai Tourism. And of course, Dubai is really in the news this year because we're going to have the Dubai Expo starting in October. And of course, there's always something going on in Dubai, as we know. I've been there a couple times, and I'm looking forward to going back. But we're going to find out what's going on because now Dubai is now open to American travelers, which is a great news. And we're going to find out about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Soraya, how are you and where are you? I understand you are in Dubai, right?
Yes, thanks, James. I'm doing well, thank you. And thank you so much for your time today.
Now, let's get right to the heart of the matter. I believe it just opened up. How long has Dubai been open to American travelers?
Actually, we opened up our doors to international visitors on July 7th, 2020. So we've been open to Americans and all visitors from last year.
Oh, so without quarantine for Americans too, right?
Without quarantine as well for Americans.
Okay, that's great. I thought it was recently, but it was. I knew that you'd been open since last July, but I didn't realize that Americans were on the list. So that's great news. Now, what are the protocols that Americans must follow to enter Dubai today in terms of testing, vaccinations, et cetera?
So, of course, for, all travelers, we require, whether you're vaccinated or not, you still have to have a negative PCR test on arrival to Dubai. So it's valid for 72 hours from the time of departure. And of course, we ask that those are printed. So a negative printed PCR test.
But not a vaccination requirement.
No, there's not a vaccination requirement.
Yeah, well, we're all familiar now with the infamous 72-hour PCR test. I don't know, I've had many of those, and also the antigen test as well. I feel like I've been, they put more swabs up in my nose than I want to tell you. So it's getting to be standard practice now. Let's talk a little bit about how Dubai did, because obviously, in terms of tourism numbers last year, you actually did get some tourists. And so tell us about what 2020 looked like and what the first half of 2021 is looking like.
So last year, as you rightfully said, we did quite well. We received more than 1.7 million visitors between July and December of 2020. And the first half of this year, so the first 5 months of 2021, we received 2 million visitors. So our positive performance just reinforces the leading role that Dubai plays in our global recovery.
No, that's great. And it's encouraging news when we hear numbers like that, because it really does mean tourists can come back once you open. Now, let's talk a little bit about Dubai Expo. And of course, it's still called Dubai Expo 2020, even though it's delayed a year. But I'm not going to ask you why that is, because you're not responsible for that. But it is a World's Fair, right? So, So give us the dates of this Dubai Expo.
So Expo is going to be opening its doors on the 1st of October of this year, and it's going to be 6 months of celebration all the way till the 31st of March, 2022.
Well, that's wonderful. And I have been to World's Fairs, and I was really looking forward to seeing it last year, and now we're going to get it this year. So that's great. Now, what can visitors expect to see at Dubai Expo? What are going to be the kind of the major attractions and exhibitions?
So with every expo, you can expect to be immersed in, a celebration of global human ingenuity in all forms. As I said before, it's 6 months of celebrations. This expo in particular also is a groundbreaking, record-breaking expo. It's the first time it's ever going to be hosted in the Middle East and North Africa region. And we also have a record number of participants, actually. We have 192 countries participating this year with us. So in terms of attractions, you can see we're going to have 60 live events every single day, from headline performances, National Day celebrations. We have food from all over the world, as you see, 192 different countries, and then architecture as well. All of these different countries are going to have pavilions that are going to showcase basically their culture and their architecture from everywhere around the world. So there's going to be a lot to see and do.
Now, it's in how big is the space going to be for where it is? It's a pretty large expanse just outside of Dubai City, right?
Yeah, it's massive. I believe it's equivalent to 300 to 500 football pitches. So it's huge. It's basically an entire city of its own.
Now, what do you think Americans in particular would be interested in seeing in terms of the attractions, the shows, the events that are part of Dubai Expo?
So, I mean, like I said, there's so much to do and see. The 60 live events in itself are going to be amazing. We're going to have huge celebrations for international events, you know, like Christmas, New Year, all of those celebrated at large at the site itself. Also, the U.S. Pavilion is going to be in the Mobility District. So over there, we're going to have several different exhibits that focus on American freedom in action. And you'll see all sorts of different beautiful things that are celebrated in the U.S. Pavilion. And also on top of that, expos in itself always showcase new technologies, you know, such as the TV, which was showcased for the first time in the New York World's Fair.
Yeah, no, that was one I think my dad went to, yeah. and he got to see that. So yeah, you get to see a lot of things that are looking to the future, right?
So many things. Yeah. And incredible food as well, which I always love to mention, because who doesn't love food?
Well, this is true. I mean, you can't, and you, who cares about the technology when you can have good food? So this is, exactly. So you're going to see a lot of that stuff too. So how long do you think Americans who visit should plan to be there for the expo? How many days do you think they can spend? Obviously, they can spend as long as they want, but what's a good time frame to stay?
I would honestly recommend a week, because okay. Then that way you get both, obviously, a great overview of the expo itself. So 3 days to get a general feel of the entire expo. So all of the different districts and, you know, many of the pavilions. And then on top of that, of course, you know, you have to have some time visiting the destination. We're going to have so many new openings, such as the Museum of the Future. And of course, just, you know, visiting the deserts and, you know, so much more that we have in the city itself.
Well, absolutely. You know, you need to spend time to actually visit Dubai, having been there. And there's a lot of things just to do in Dubai, period. A lot of new attractions that people are going to be interested in if they haven't been to Dubai before. You know, some people just say, well, I'll stop over in Dubai for a few days. But now you actually have this huge Dubai Expo that's going to be there, as well as all the things that you have originally. So it's really worth, as you said, it's a week or 2 weeks you should do that. Now, I think tickets are going on sale, I believe, July 18. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're okay. Very excited.
Yeah, and how can travel advisors, who are our audience, make arrangements to get tickets for their clients?
So they could directly purchase these on the expo site itself, or we have also several different expo ticket resellers that are based in the U.S. Okay. that they can buy directly from there.
And are there tour operators who are offering these tickets as well, you think?
There are some tour operators that I at least am working directly with, and I know that the expo team also have specific contracts in place with them as well.
Well, and also you've also have a lot of cruise traffic. I don't know if there's some people who are getting off or stopping in Dubai on cruises who might be able to visit as well, right?
Yeah, of course. I know that the expo team are working on itineraries for pre and post, you know, for people who are going on cruises. So definitely.
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways you can go and get, you know, obviously there's amazing hotels in Dubai if you're just going there land. And obviously if you're going by cruise, you can try to get a hold of this. But, you know, as long as you're there, somewhere between October and 6 months from that, you should obviously stay put and for a few days and see what it's like. Now, do you think this is going to help Dubai kind of even recover more? I mean, you've done a very good job in 2020 and you're going in that direction this year. But obviously this could be a real boost for your tourism numbers, right?
Yeah, no, we're definitely expecting some, you know, great volume from around the world. You know, of course, with our world's leading health and safety standards, you know, that has really helped make Dubai one of the globe's safest cities in the world. And on top of that, of course, with the expo, alongside other major attractions that we're expecting to have, you know, in Q4 of this year, we're definitely expecting to see some good numbers.
Well, I've already seen, I think we reported on, there's some new stuff going on. You have the deepest dive pool is opening up in Dubai. Every time I turn around, there's something amazing going on in Dubai. I think we wrote about that just the other day, and we wrote about your good tourism numbers. So you already have some great stuff going on. And now, as of October, you'll have Dubai Expo. Now, is this going to really help you get back to whatever the new normal is a bit more quickly because of this event?
Yeah, we're hoping so, definitely.
Now, what else would you like to tell U.S. travel advisors about Dubai Expo and Dubai in general that they should know for their clients, their travelers?
So Dubai is definitely a destination for everyone. We've been open from last year. We have the world leading, you know, health and safety protocols in place. So, you know, we really take that very seriously. So everyone's health is a number one priority when in Dubai. Other than the expo, we have all of these new openings like AIM Dubai, which is going to be the world's largest Ferris wheel. So that's opening hopefully in the next couple of months, as well as the Museum of the Future. And then I always like to highlight that, you know, we're a very safe destination. We've been ranked the second safest city in the world recently. And, you know, we really do have something for every budget and for everyone in the family. So from, you know, families, couples, for everyone.
Yeah. And again, as I said before, there's a lot going on in Dubai, despite beyond Dubai Expo. And now you have that. And so it's going to be an amazing place to visit regardless. As I said, every day we hear something new, a new hotel going into Dubai, somebody planning something to Dubai. So there's always plenty of hotel rooms, and they're usually on the luxury side. So it is an amazing destination. Now, where can travel advisors go to get sort of more information, both about Dubai Expo and also about Dubai tourism in general?
So if they want more information on the expo, you can visit expo2020dubai.com. So over there, you can get all of the latest information about, you know, events and, you know, press releases. Everything related to Expo will be there. And then, of course, if you want more information on Dubai, you can visit our visitdubai.com website to get more information.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to getting over there sometime after the expo starts. And so I can take a look and both get a refresher course on what's going on in Dubai. As again, I could spend just doing that without the expo. The expo is going to be interesting. I mean, I have a little bit of a my dad went to the New York World's Fair, that expo way back in the 39, I think it was. And yeah. I'm old enough that I went to the 1964 World's Fair, which was always, to me, was this magical place. And it sounds like this is going to be a magical place for Dubai, at least for those 6 months that you have it. So congratulations on that. Things are looking good for Dubai.
Thank you so much. And we're excited to welcome you here.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.